This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Congress is back in session this week. Before they left their home districts for Washington, I sat down with U.S. Representatives John Shimkus of Collinsville and Mike Bost of Murfreesboro. Both are Republicans, and they both say there's a lot of work to do on Capitol Hill, but remain optimistic it can be done. It's a busy week as Congress returns, as President Trump prepares to mark his first 100 days in office. Representative Shimkus says he's had an up and down start.
You know, I would give it a B minus C. That's average or a little bit above average. I'm not sure I buy into the litmus test of what you've done in 100 days.
Bost agrees and says things are moving along.
If you look at all presidents when they first come in, they all have some glitches. In his case, he's coming from a unique standpoint. He did not come from a political background at all.
Healthcare remains a top issue for Republicans, including President Trump. Shimkus has long advocated for reforming the Affordable Care Act. He says the individual market is too burdensome for small business owners in his district.
So if you're a small businessman or lady trying to sell widgets, and you make the widgets in your garage, and you only employ yourself or maybe one other person, and you've got to get insurance on the individual exchange in Illinois, or in Madison County at least, there's only one choice. So you really don't have any choice, there's no competition. So people are being forced to buy insurance that they can't afford and they can't use.
Bost says competition not only helps customers' bottom line, but also their overall care.
We believe in the open market here in the United States. If you want the best system that we have, and we do still have the best system. The advances that we're making in medicine, you've got to have the entrepreneurs that stay in medicine to get that done.
The Republicans' new health care plan includes changes to the tax code, something both Shimkus and Bost say is a top list for reform. President Trump's proposal was released this week. Bost says helping business helps the economy.
We've got to do something to make sure that we have a tax rate for our corporations that encourages them to be here. It makes no sense to be the one free nation that is taxing at the level that we are of our corporations. Now, the question is where you make that revenues up. We are talking about a value-added tax, are similar to the value-added tax, and that makes it better for trade. It really does.
Shimkus says keeping a focus on U.S.-based goods and services is critical for reforming taxes and economic conditions.
We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't border adjust our taxes. So if we want to be competitive with Chinese goods or we want to have the European goods, then we need to move to a border adjustability tax system. Now, that's very controversial from the retailers, especially the Walmarts of the world, or even the high-tech companies, the iPhone, the Apple folks, because they have manufacturer outside the country. So I usually hold up my iPhone and say, I'd rather have this made in the United States.
When it comes to international issues, Shimkus says he remains gravely concerned about increased tensions with North Korea, as well as ongoing conflicts in Syria, Afghanistan, and other regions. Still, he supports President Trump's border security policies and says a closer watch on who's coming and going protects everyone.
I believe the first thing starts with border security. And as much as people don't want to talk about having a southern border wall, I think you need to do that. I think good fences make good neighbors. It's going to be tough to solve the problems of the undocumented in this country if you don't know if you've stopped or slowed the flow of undocumented into our country.
Closer to home, Representative Bost says he's been involved in turning things around in the embattled Alexander County Housing Authority. He says the potential for hundreds of people being relocated out of Cairo could be devastating.
I know that HUD is doing the right thing by relocating them, because we have to. That being said, with that, we're going to be destroying a school district possibly, because that takes almost 50% of the children out of a school district that's fighting. And let me tell you, superintendent down there, she's doing a yeoman's job of trying to make ends meet. Then you've got a mayor who, Mayor Coleman, is tremendous about trying to help. You do have good government in there now, but there's been a lot of bad governments over the years. We're working with the electric co-ops down there to try to figure out if there's something we can do working with them to bring rates down. We're working with the state elected officials.
Bost says he's also met with HUD Secretary Ben Carson about the issues. He hopes to help find the best possible solution in Cairo for the affected families and residents. Both Bost and Shimkus have been criticized for not holding town hall meetings during their time in district. both say the same thing. They're willing to meet with constituents, but in forums that don't turn into shouting matches.
Interest groups have hijacked town hall meetings either on the far left or on the far right, and I'm not sure they really help in the discussion of issues.
Bost says he has held meetings despite criticism that he's not available.
I have teletown hall meetings where I can actually have, I can actually call about 80,000 people, work with anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 people on the line at the same time and actually hear questions, not have people screaming.
Bost and Shimkus are now back in Washington expecting votes on these and other issues in the coming days and weeks. You can watch a special edition of WSIU In Focus tonight on WSIU TV. Tune in at 9:30 for more. I'm Jennifer Fuller.